plate a potential nugget.
And moving along, Katie, I wanted to talk about this notion of a fresh start, right? You talk about your conversation with Prasad Sethi at Google, where you say that Google offered its employees a wide range of benefits and programs designed to make their lives and jobs better and to solve problems like undersaving for retirement, overuse of social media, physical inactivity, unhealthy eating and smoking. But the employees were not taking advantage of these schemes. So in that context, you talk about the timing and the power of a fresh start. And you actually, in the book, you talk about how the fresh start could be applied in different contexts if we are creative about it. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for giving me the chance to talk about one of my favorite chapters in the book as well. That meeting was really interesting. So I got to go present my research at Google, as you mentioned, about all of these different ways we could nudge behavior change, and got this amazing question from Prasad Sethi about when was the ideal time. So sort of convinced that we should at Google, he said, be doing this, nudging people towards more saving and healthier lifestyles and more productivity. But are there ideal times to do that? That was the question. And it set me on a new research adventure because I thought it was such a good question and I didn't know an answer. I didn't believe there was an answer yet from academia, but I felt like we should provide one. It was such an interesting and important question. So I teamed up with my then PhD student, Heng Chen Dai, and also with Jason Rees, who is the CEO of Behavioralize and a former professor at HBS and at Wharton. And Jason, Heng Chen, and I started thinking about what we knew already and what we could learn about when the ideal time is to encourage change and when are people most motivated just naturally to change in their own lives. What we found is that there are moments, this won't surprise you at all, that feel more like fresh starts to people. And the one that we're all familiar with already is New Year's, right? This is a moment when around the world, people are setting resolutions at a higher rate than usual, trying to pursue goals at a higher rate than usual, and it feels like a fresh start. The psychology of New Year's turns out to be familiar and extend to many other moments. But the psychology of New Year's is you can say sort of, well, that was the old me last year. The old me couldn't achieve this, you know, right? The old me tried to quit smoking and failed, but that was a whole different person. The new me in the new year can do it. And you feel this dissociation from your past failures and this renewed optimism as you open a new chapter in life. What we found is that New Year's is actually just one moment that has that new chapter, fresh start feeling. There are lots of other moments on the calendar and in life when we also feel we're turning a page and can get that same dissociation from past failures and motivation and also the likelihood that we might actually step back and think big picture about our lives is greater. So some of those moments include, according to our research, the start of a new week or a new month, the celebration of holidays that feel like fresh starts in our culture, the celebration of birthdays. And of course, there's other research looking not only at these sort of psychological or temporal markers that give us the sense of a clean slate and a fresh start, but if you physically change environments, that has not only psychological appeal and helps you, but it can literally disrupt routines in a way that's helpful as well. So we've shown people are more likely at these temporal landmarks, we call them, or new beginnings, to do things like visit the gym or set goals on popular goal setting websites online about everything from their finances to their health to their education. And if you encourage people to make a change at those moments, a moment that has a label on it, like, hey, you know, want to make a change on the first day of spring or after your next birthday, it turns out that's more attractive. People are more likely to do things like start saving in a retirement account when you invite them to, or just pursue goals beginning at those times when you give them those labels. Then if you invite them to save at an identical moment or change at an identical moment, but don't even point out that it corresponds with the first day of spring or a birthday. So, that was a really, I'd say, exciting line of research, and it points to the power of taking advantage of these moments in our lives if we want to make a change, and encouraging others to make changes and providing with the resources they need to make changes at those moments when we feel like we have a fresh start and are therefore more naturally inclined to change.
Hmm. And you actually referred to Google creating something called a moments engine and using that to nudge behavior. Any nuance there in terms of how the moments engine works?
Yeah, this was really something exciting that I learned about when I called Prasad up after, you know, it had been a while since I'd made this visit to Google. And I said, hey, Prasad, I'm writing this book. And, you know, thank you again for this amazing conversation, which spurred all this research, that, which he, of course, knew about because I'd been sharing with him over the years what we'd found. And I said, has Google done anything or used this in any way? I'm curious. And he said, yeah, actually, we created this moments engine that we use to nudge employees towards making different decisions and or, you know, adopting different programs at moments that are appropriate and feel like fresh starts to them. So I thought that was really exciting. I honestly wouldn't have ever learned about it potentially if I hadn't been writing this book and reaching back out to him to ask, you know, what he was up to, how things were going at Google, if they'd ever done anything with that old fresh start research I shared with them based on his question. So it was really exciting to hear they've done that. And I know another organization, Humu, which is actually a spinoff from Google. It's an HR organization, but they've used machine learning to sort of digitize HR programs, and then they help companies manage people more effectively.
That's the one headed by Laszlo Bock.
You got it. You got it. And Laszlo was at Google at the time when I was doing this work. I'm now an advisor at Humu, and Laszlo has told me they also use in their algorithms fresh start moments as points in time when they try to nudge certain behavior change. So I know at least two organizations that have used this in their algorithms to try to promote positive change. And I hope there will be many more if there aren't already.
Got it. Actually, talking about identity, right? You spoke about how sometimes during these fresh starts, we try to think from the lens of a different identity. And I was talking to a gentleman called Venerable Tenzin Priyadarshi, who's at MIT Center of Ethics. He's actually a monk who teaches business ethics at MIT. And when I spoke to him, he said, you know, COVID in a way is like a timeout given by Mother Nature to mankind, saying, go figure your stuff out.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering, you know, this notion of a fresh start.
Quite a timeout from Mother Nature.
Correct. So I was just wondering, COVID is a sort of a giant experiment we are seeing, right, in terms of a reset for a lot of people. So in that context, have you seen any interesting, fresh starts that come top of mind?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I do think, you know, it's applying the word fresh to COVID always makes me, because that has a positive connotation. And I certainly don't feel like there's anything positive about what's happened around the world in the last year and a half. But just in terms of the temporal landmark component, the fact that we've had a chapter break that was forcing us to step back and think big picture about what our values were, forcing us to experiment with new ways of living and working and think about our values in that respect as well. It fits the psychology of a fresh start, but I feel like it should have a different kind of label.
Mm. Life quick, you know, one of the
yeah,
other.
Yeah, a life disruption.
Yeah,
maybe we should have called fresh starts life disruptions. But
it's a good point. I think maybe if I could frame the question better, there's a certain something agentic about the notion of fresh start. Sometimes life quakes happen without you having any control by external circumstances. So is there a nuance there? Does it have to be necessarily chosen versus imposed?
Actually, fresh starts typically are imposed. I would say that's the ones that we've studied have been moments on a calendar that come without you. You're going to turn 35 or you're going to turn 55 or 70 or, you know, God willing, if all goes well, without your intentionality to it, mm-hmm. right? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's going to happen. So,
fair.
Those things come about without your choice. And so that is the nature of most fresh start moments, but then we see them, they have meaning to us because of the way we think about our lives, the way we bracket time and think about our lives as if they're taking place in chapters. So I do think that COVID has felt like a chapter break for many of us. And, you know, I think all of us are also hoping there will be an end to this chapter and a new beginning after it that's better, hopefully learned some things from this forced experiment over the last year and a half with different ways of working and living. And the question is, you know, what will we do with that? I certainly have heard, I heard more conversations like this in May and June than I've heard of late in the United States. Obviously, where you are in the world has a big impact on how you're experiencing different months and what's happening. In May, I think everyone in the United States was starting to feel optimistic that we'd turned a corner. Vaccines were widely available. There was a sense that maybe we would put this behind us, go back to work, go back to normal. I think people are feeling differently now. We have the Delta wave is hitting us in the US right now. Obviously, May was awful in India, and so it was a very different moment there. But back in May, when people were feeling optimistic in the United States, I did hear a lot of talk about fresh starts and new beginnings and what were the resolutions people had made about how to live differently and better in the new era post-COVID. A lot of reflection, a lot of people choosing to, you know, move to new jobs. This felt like a good point and a good moment to do that or move to new communities. Maybe they were going to be able to work remotely on a long-term basis so they could rethink where they wanted to live. So I do think that it was a major fresh start moment. And I think we'll have more of them because, you know, we're going through ebbs and flows in this and everybody is feeling like, okay, I see the turn, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, or this is a pivot point for me at slightly different times in different places. And it does cause reflection. It does cause, I think, an increase in people's willingness to change. That's my guess based on the data we have from very different fresh start moments in time.
After recording this conversation, I was reflecting on the last few months at my end. And when I think about it, I moved homes mid-March and I got a new phone about a month back. While I hadn't used this frame, each of these actually presented a fresh start opportunity for me to take a fresh look at some other behaviors around me. I think if we look hard enough, I feel there are enough and more fresh start opportunities around us. Thank you for listening. If you found this useful, you might find the curated playlist Driving Change or Habits of Relevance. You can just go to playtopotential.com and find them in the curated playlist section.